Third and 14 from the 33-yard line. Keep it in the wing tee to the left. Hand off to number 26, DeLauren Wedge. And he gets out for about 2 yards before he's stopped by Garrison Booms out of the secondary. It's a third down and 12 upcoming for the Sandusky Redskins at Harbor Beach's 31-yard line.
Big stop there on second down as they allow no yardage basically on that run. Give them a yard or two, but that's not the play that Sandusky wanted. They wanted 5 or 6 there to make third down a lot shorter. Instead, third down and 12 to go for Sandusky.
Third down, 12. Ron Rubel still shouting changes and adjustments to stop the Sandusky squad. So far, made 2 stops on this series alone.
He's recognized. He put Evan Smoglinski on the right, and on that play, he's on the left. Keep in mind, he's on the left side again.
The wing tee to the right this time. Lee hands it off to his gum. Coming around the right side to Braxton Washi. Flag flies from the backfield, and the tackle's made at the 26-yard line after a 5-yard gain. Tackle made by Devin Finkel in that linebacking core, and it's a hold against the Sandusky Redskins, which is going to push them back 10 yards from the spot of the foul, which is the original line of scrimmage. Dave, do you give up the 4 or 5 yards and go on fourth down? This is four down territory for Sandusky, or do you push them back?
You know what? Either way, Clark, it doesn't really matter. I think if it were me, I move them back. This offense has the ability to make big plays. Let them have an extra down, but now make third down extremely long. But either way, though, fourth down and 8, that should be a situation where your defense excels. This tells me Coach Shelke wants to give his defense a little extra room to work.
Third down, line of scrimmage at the 42-yard line. First down marker is at Ruth Road. 4:50 left in the first. Sandusky facing a third and 21 inside Harbor Beach territory. Senior receivers wide to the left, one to the right as well. Trenton Lee under center, and that could have been a false start again. Pass intended for number 21, incomplete. Jack Sheridan had it on a slant coming into the interior of the field. Falls incomplete, and Sandusky is going to be forced to punt here, facing a fourth and 21 from Harbor Beach's 42-yard line.
And that's why you do that, Clark, because now Sandusky decided to roll the dice and try to hit a slant and catch one of their athletes out and running out in space, hit him on the run, get him going, and it falls incomplete. Now with fourth and 21, it's almost a no-brainer for Sandusky. If you're Harbor Beach, you forced the punt. You did what you had to do. But on a side note there, Garrison Booms, if he's watching the quarterback's eyes there, that was a pick six, had written all over it. But instead, he's able to get in there at the last second and knock that down. Looks like, Clark, they got a unique formation. They got 3 guys out to the left. I still think they're going to punt it away, though.
It's a low snap. His gun picks it up on a bounce. That's number 25, Zach Franzel. And it kicks, and it's going to take a Sandusky roll all the way down to the 5-yard line where it's stopped and rolls dead, brought in by number 21, Jack Sheridan. So Harbor Beach with a 95-yard field to work with, but comes up with a stop and stops Sandusky after a 13-play drive covering 27 yards and taking off just about 7 minutes and 35 seconds off the clock.
Tell you what, it's going to be hard to have a high-scoring game if you got 7-minute drives, but we questioned the defense. Which defense is going to play better? Sandusky's defense, technically the best in the conference. Harbor Beach is fourth or so. That's been the question mark for this Harbor Beach team. Why are they not undefeated playing in this game? Their defense has let them down. They've given up a lot of points, but they've answered the bell here on this first series.
Coming out in the T formation, 3 men backfield. Anderson under center, and as a handoff to Devin Puff, and a cloud of dust there gets out to about the 9-yard line for a 3-yard gain. Sets a second down and 7. Tackle made by number 77, Adam Scott, defensive tackle, senior for Sandusky. 4:10 left in the first quarter, still scoreless.
Very little running room there, but that just shows the power of Devin Puff as he's able to move that pile forward before he goes down. He turns no gain into a gain of 3. Second and 7.
Second and 7 from the 10-yard line. A little bit more working room for the Pirates, marching right to left across your radio. On their first drive of offense tonight, started at the 6-yard line, now out to the 10, facing a 2nd and 7 against Sandusky. T formation again, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper for Anderson across the line of scrimmage and down to about the 9-yard line, where he's brought down by number 52, Jacob Sanderson, defensive end sophomore for the Sandusky squad. Short of the first down marker by about 3 yards, 3rd and 3 upcoming for the Pirates from the 13-yard line.
Sanderson, another one of those sophomores that we didn't get a chance to mention in the pregame show. They rely on so many of these underclassmen, which is why it's impressive that their team is undefeated this year. Signs of a bright future ahead for Sandusky.
Same formation working off the left hash of the 13-yard line, far right side of the radio. Anderson under center. Three men backfield in the full house tee. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Hand off to number 42, Ethan Hessling has the first down and then some across the 20-yard line out to about the 21. Out for a 7-yard gain. Stop made by Jacob Sanderson, defensive end. But until a new set of downs for Harbor Beach, first and 10 from the 21.
Big play call there. You give the ball to your sophomore. We talk so much about Devin Puff, Devin Finkel. Ethan Hessling is another guy that doesn't get a ton of carries, but he does get them in some pretty big situations, especially when they need a first down. And the defenses are keying on Devin Puff or Devin Finkel. It's really nice to have the young guy in Hessling, and he does exactly what they needed. He trucks ahead for a first down.
Hand off right up the middle. Excuse me, coming around through the right gap to Devin Puff, running through, breaks free of two tackles, and finally brought down across the 40-yard line, down to the 43-yard line, 42-yard line. Stop made by number 52, Jacob Sanderson, finally had to track him down from the 21 all the way out to the 43-yard line, a 22-yard pickup.
And track him down from behind, Devin Puff. Just fighting people off, and he's the type of guy you can't arm tackle. If you're an undersized defensive back or a smaller linebacker, if you're going to grab him by the upper body, you will not tackle him. He will push you right off and just keep going. Those legs don't stop turning, and an impressive run by Devin Puff.
Still in the T formation, Anderson under center, quarterback keeper around the right end. Has positive yards, finally brought down across the 45, down to the 46-yard line, Ben Krieger. Big man, 68, brings him down in for a 3-yard gain. Second down and 7 for Harbor Beach. A minute 53 left in this first quarter. Still scoreless. Harbor Beach on their first drive of offense.
Krieger does a nice job. He locates the football right away, and the big man just goes straight for the sideline. And when Michael Anderson cuts it back up to the middle, meet Ben Krieger. Big defensive tackle takes him down. But a 2 or 3 yard gain for Anderson on first down. That's all they're really asking for.
Harbor Beach comes to the line, sends, that'd be Garrison Booms, wide to the left, wide to the right, two receivers, including number 8, that'd be Mason Yon, wide to the right. It's a handoff to Devin Puff, has positive yards across midfield, has the first down inside Sandusky territory, down to the 45-yard line. Tackle made by DeLoren Wedge out of the secondary, and another move the chains drive. And play for Devin Buff.
Harbor Beach spreads it out a little bit. They put Garrison Booms to the left. You see Mason Yon out wide, Nathan Seaman in the slot. And give credit to both of those wide receivers out there. They both pick up the defensive backs. Mason Yon especially seals off that defensive back and allows the running back of Harbor Beach to get to the sideline in a really nice gain and a first down for the Pirates.
Sending two to the left this time for Harbor Beach. That would be Mason Yon and Nathan Seaman. Hand off to Devin Finkel, has a dives forward, tripped up at about the 42, where it comes down at the 39, maybe the 40-yard line. Tackle made by the safety, Jack Sheridan, comes up to make the stop after a 5-yard gain. Second and 5 from Sandusky's 40-yard line.
That's the thing with this spread offense. It's a wide field, and you take some of those really good athletes that Sandusky has, you have to respect these wide receivers at Harbor Beach, so you take them away from the middle of the field and spread them out wide, and now all of a sudden these really good running backs, Finkel and Puff especially, can attack the middle of the field knowing that those really electric linebackers and D-backs are out in coverage.
Harbor Beach started this drive with their own 6-yard line. Now they're at the Sandusky 40. Second and 5, T formation, full house T, Anderson. Hands off to his third option at Devin Finkel. Stiffs arm one, has a first down at the 30-yard line, forced out of bounds at the 29-yard line by Jack Sheridan. Another first down for Harbor Beach on an 11-yard gain for Devin Finkel.
He runs the ball very well, too. He's pushing guys off him, stiff-arming anybody that comes near him. Great possession of the football. He's got a good grip on it. This team is very exciting to watch on offense and showing you everything they got already. We've seen the spread. We've seen him jump right back in the tee and get a nice first down that way. So Coach Shelke having a little fun with the playbook here in this first quarter.
At the 29-yard line, first and 10, right to left across your radio. 27 seconds left in this first quarter. First and 10, working off the left hash. Anderson under center. Three men backfield. Puff, Finkel, and Hessling. And off right up the middle to Devin Puff, and Sandusky's there to stop him. Big man 68, Ben Krieger, stops him in his tracks and is actually going to be a tackle for a loss of a yard back to the 30-yard line. 15 seconds left in the first quarter.
Starting to shape out just like the Sandusky drive did. They get inside that 30-yard line, and that's when that first tackle for loss comes in. So now the offense will be challenged with a very long second down and 11.
And that is how we come to the end of the first quarter. Scoreless between these two high-potent offenses. 0-0, Harbor Beach and Sandusky. After 12 minutes of play, Harbor Beach at Sandusky's 30-yard line right here on the WLW Sports.